like to welcome you to our Thursday morning conversation. And our special guest today is Michael Hobbick. And Hob is running for the position of mayor for the city of Tomahawk. Hob, thanks for getting in. First of all, road report, how are things?
This morning when I went to work, it was a little better. Yep. It's getting a little worse right now. Just take your time, and I think everybody will be okay. I mean, don't travel if you don't have to, but this was pretty important to me, so I made sure I got here.
I know you did. You were here early. Thank you very much, Hob,
You're
for
welcome.
Being here. Of course, Hob is one of our two candidates running for mayor. We had the opportunity to speak with Jeff Koth a couple of days ago, and we wanted to have the opportunity to get to know Hob a little bit better, too. Michael Hobbick. And everybody knows you as Hob, that's for sure, don't they?
Yes, sir. I've had that nickname since I was a very young child.
Yeah. And I thought it was really good that on the ballot it does have Michael Hobbick.
Yeah, they were able to do that. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool, too.
Very nice. So, well, people who do not know you, Hob, tell us a little bit about your background information.
I moved to Tomahawk back in 1985. I started a career at Tomahawk Sports Center. I worked there for 34 years, and then I ended up opening my own service center in 2019. That's going real good. I love what I do, working with customers and stuff. I enjoy playing music. I play in a rock and roll band, done it almost my whole life. I love riding motorcycles, hunting, fishing, just hanging out on the lake in the summer. I currently serve on the Police and Fire Commission. I've also served on the Huawei Committee in Tomahawk, the Figure Skating Club. I'm a very proud member of our AA community in Tomahawk. I have a very strong faith and belief in a higher power who I choose to call God.
And you have to have a higher power and a belief running for a political position.
Yes, you do.
This time. Well, Hob, let's get into the questions. And Zach worked out a list of questions for both candidates, so we're going to ask those in the same order. And let's get started with, first of all, a question that I have for you. Both you and your opponent are pretty new to city office. What made you decide to run, and how do you balance the value of experience that you need for the ideas to develop for the city of Tomahawk?
It's pretty simple for me, Greg. I love this community, and I just want to give back to it. My experience in business and customer service my entire life, I think, gives me a little up on being able to deal with, you know, people, sometimes in positive ways, sometimes in negative ways. The customer service industry always need new ideas to properly take care of people and have to do that in order to make people happy and, you know, express themselves. Mm-hmm. I guess I know pretty much firsthand how the city government works from being on the Police and Fire Commission. I really enjoy doing that, and I'm just kind of looking forward to the next chapter.
Tell us a little bit about what qualities make you the better choice for mayor.
Well, I can tell you I've made it a priority in my life to be financially responsible. I haven't really relied on credit or anything like that. I understand basic financial information from running my own business. I'm a team player, big time. I believe I'm mentally prepared for this job.
I think you have to be mentally prepared, as we mentioned before, to be in politics. Moving on to city budgets. Budget's a very important thing for keeping our city running. Funding has been at the forefront over the last number of years. I think forever, city government, you're always talking about where the money coming from. City voters will be weighing in on a levy referendum, Hob. Do you support the referendum that the city will have on the ballot on Tuesday?
Well, I'll start out. If the city of Tomahawk could run on the love of its citizens of this great community, we'd all be rich. I said, but unfortunately, the city obviously runs on money. I said, I think we're at a very, very tough crossroads in our little community right now. We live in such a beautiful community, and if we want to keep these resources that we have and that we need to keep up what we're doing right now, I think, unfortunately, it's sometimes the taxes are going to have to rise. I don't want to pay any more taxes, just like you don't or anybody else doesn't. But I think, you know, to cover the budget deficit, at some point we got to figure out how we're going to do that. I've been involved in kind of looking at some. I've been at a lot of city council meetings and other meetings right now going through that stuff. And there's not much else we could cut without you know, in money wise, unless we're gonna start taking things away, and I don't want to see that. So I do support the tax referendum.
And we look at things like today with the weather the way it is, and things that you can't budget for when you have storms like we've had here this winter.
Yeah. You just don't know. You know, I mean, and fuel prices, everything else. You know, just like everybody deals with. So
sure. Let's move on to city growth, jobs, housing. Those are some of the things that are always on the mind of voters. How can the community continue to attract businesses, Hob, and in turn attract jobs to our area?
That's a really, really tough question, especially for me. I don't think there's a certain way you have to try to attract businesses. I think the number one thing we need in our community is affordable housing for our young families. We don't need these mansions being built anymore. We need houses that young people can afford. Number two, we need affordable, readily available daycare for these people that are coming into our community, because if you don't have daycare, you're not going to work. I think we need to capitalize on the businesses we already have here, help expand them, and try and make readily available employees to these businesses we have here, because being a business owner, it's tough to find employees. I'm so fortunate to have the employees I have, but you know, when you're trying to look for an extra guy, it's pretty tough to find.
We're visiting with Michael Hob Hobick, a candidate for mayor for the city of Tomahawk, with Tuesday's election coming up. We're talking a little bit about city growth, jobs, housing, and those types of things. Our next question that we have, Hob, what industries or type of development do you think best fits our future of Tomahawk? Tourism, manufacturing, remote work, something else? What are your thoughts on those things?
I think for sure tourism and manufacturing. I mean, we've got a great tourist economy right now going in our little community. I've actually, believe it or not, and I don't know, this is probably something we'd have to look into and see how it plays out, but I've had numerous people talk to me about catering more to the elderly community as well. You know, kind of like, I guess I don't know enough about it to say a lot about it, but it's something I definitely will check into.
Okay, so. Good. You talked a little bit about it before. Affordable housing is a big challenge for Tomahawk. Any specific tools or policies or things that you could do to help encourage development, Hob, that you would maybe have in mind to try to implement over the course of time as mayor?
I did a lot of studying on this because this is another really tough question for me. I don't think there's a specific answer. I really don't, unfortunately. I think you got to work with, you know, all of our assets and resources. I think we got to build on what we already have here. I said, you know, maybe some employer-assisted housing options. I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Try to redevelop some of our unused commercial buildings, maybe. And I think the Tomahawk City is already doing a wonderful job getting these lots ready with utilities and infrastructure that are available to be built on. And I think, you know, when the city can afford to do that, I think we got to keep doing that.
Okay, good. We want to talk a little bit about the mayor's role in government. How do you see the mayor's role in Tomahawk in working with, you know, councils and then maybe working with the state, surrounding townships, the county? Wide parameter there, Hop.
I truly believe the number one priority for the mayor of Tomahawk is work directly with the city council first and foremost. By listening to people in the community and then bringing the people's concerns, issues to the council, I think that's about the only way you're going to do that. I think we need to try to get more of our state representatives involved. And I think we have to do it on a more regular basis to voice the concerns and opinions that the people of Tomahawk have, because a lot of times, you know, you can say, well, just call them. Well, sometimes that doesn't work. I think we almost have to try to get them to, you know, have meetings, you know, even if it's at Sarah Park or something, just hold talks or whatever you want to call it, roundtable discussions, and just see if we can get a little more assistance up here.
Okay. That kind of leads us to the next question. How can the city maintain or enhance their relationships with different organizations, Community Development Authority, Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation, the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street Groups, and other groups, city?
Since I decided to run for mayor, I've been getting invited to a lot of these things, and I've been going to them, and it's actually really, really interesting to me, because I didn't really know there was this much stuff and resources out there for our community. I think the biggest thing is to try to everyone to try and get more involved with all these groups. Try to attend meetings if you can, roundtable discussions, whatever. Everybody's ideas are important, and I think, you know, you need to voice your opinions on your ideas. I think if we need assistance, I think we should ask for help. Because these organizations are here in our communities and in our state and in our county level to help us all. They have a lot of different resources than we do at the local level, and I think we should try and use them a little bit more.
Okay. Now we've got a couple of miscellaneous questions for you. I think this is an interesting one. What one issue facing Tomahawk that you think isn't getting enough attention right now, Hob, as you look at the potential of becoming the mayor?
This is one question that I'm very, very passionate about. This is due to my own personal experiences. I think a huge issue in our community right now is lack of mental health and addiction resources. Our young children struggle a lot with social media, other school issues. Adults struggle with addiction and other things, and there's not a lot of resources out there. We have a wonderful AA program in our community for people that are addicts, and there is a lot of help out there for that, but a lot of times people don't know where they can get that help. It's something I think has to be brought up, you know, on a bigger scale, so people know that there is these resources. And I have been hearing the radio ads that you guys have on for the kinship thing the day after the election, and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful start to it right there. And I think the more people we can get involved in this stuff, and the more people that know there is help out there with addiction and with these issues that these young people and adults are having mentally, I think it's a huge crisis in our whole country right now.
Okay. Are there other investments you'd like to see the city pursue? Are there certain things that you'd like to see the city look at or go after?
I just think keep helping our historic downtown. It's growing and thriving right now. Our Chamber of Commerce does such a wonderful job. Our Main Street businesses and our Main Street group does such a wonderful job. I've been attending some of that stuff, and it's so cool to see all these businesses get together and just help each other. Just keep pushing forward with that and keep the momentum that we have rolling into the future and keep it going.
Okay. Hob Hobick, Michael Hob Hobick, our candidate for the City of Mayor, is our guest on the Morning Conversation. 10 minutes now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Hob, we have a few more minutes here. A good way to understand a candidate is to learn how he sees his own city. Describe Tomahawk in your mindset. You've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody unfamiliar with our community. How would you describe the city of Tomahawk?
It's a safe, family-friendly community with a very active tourism vibe. We have wonderful shops and restaurants downtown. We are the home of the Quahomet Water Ski Show, which has been in existence forever. We're the home of the Tomahawk Fall Ride, which attracts thousands and thousands of motorcycles to our community every year. We're home of 2 Harley-Davidson plants. We have a wonderful thing called Music on the River during the summer, where we have attract hundreds of people to our little memorial park, and people get to listen to live music and visit and, you know, have a wonderful evening. We have a annual venison feed on our main street, which feeds about 1,200 hunters before the opening of the gun deer season in Wisconsin. We have an incredible, incredible school system that excels in academics as well as sports. And, Greg, it's a place I am very, very proud to call my home.
Great. Thank you, Hob, for that. Well, as we close our morning conversation with Michael Hob Hobick, we asked your opponent, as well as you, the question that we have, and we appreciate all the questions that you've answered, Hob. I'd like to give you a few minutes to kind of wrap up the interview and any thoughts you have for our audience before we close the program, and kind of a last opportunity to reach out to the voters for the city of Tomahawk and the position of mayor.
I just would encourage everybody to get out and vote. Everybody's vote counts. Get your voices heard. You know, I think the citizens of Tomahawk need a strong, approachable mayor that will have a strong work ethic, listen to what people have to say and their concerns. I think they deserve a financially responsible, sensible individual as their mayor. And I humbly ask for your vote on April 7th. God bless you all, and thank you for having me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Hob. Thank you very much. I do want to remind voters, the polls in Tomahawk are at the Sarah Park Activity Center. They're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We urge everybody to get out and vote. Thank you, and Jeff, for running for mayor. It's not an easy position, you know, to even get in your name on the ballot to do that. And the work that you guys are doing in preparing to be the next mayor, I appreciate both of the opportunities that you gentlemen are doing for our city residents.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. I really appreciate that.
Enjoy the day and drive home safely.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Hob. Michael Hob Hobick, again, one of our candidates for the city of mayor position. Of course, Mayor Taskey did not seek re-election, so the position is open for Jeff Koth and for Michael Hob Hobick. We thank both Jeff and Hob for being our guests on our morning conversation and thank them for their time and effort in running for the position. And we certainly want to encourage everybody to please get out and vote. A very special election. There's a number of things, as we have been telling you on the radio, on the ballot, so please make time available on Tuesday to vote. Polls in Tomahawk open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. And all of our townships for other things that are on the ballots, please, everybody get out and vote on Tuesday.